man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Hey! Welcome, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on March 13th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host in this live one-hour program, beamed to you from North Dakota via Round Rock, Texas, which is the headquarters of the Republic Broadcasting Network, which you so faithfully support. And tonight we'll talk for the next 60 minutes about the Trump Phenomenon, which includes Donald Trump, the originator of it, but it is now around the world. It is a populist, nationalist uprising of Europeans who don't want to see their countries destroyed by, well, a number of threats, but the number one threat is being overwhelmed, overrun by the rest of the world, the non-European world. And Donald Trump is leading the charge here in the U.S., and we have the same phenomenon, the same Trump phenomenon. We've got the Orban phenomenon. We've got the Salvini phenomenon. We've got the Le Pen phenomenon and the Farage phenomenon. I'm going to make a list of different names we can put there with the phenomenon. And these are all folks who are championing our survival. So we'll talk about that for the next hour and invite you to do so as well at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And the very encouraging thing about this patriot revolt around the world is that it is something that can work. It is something that has won elections. Case in point, Donald Trump himself. But this populist revolt does not have the poisonous aspects of failed movements of the past. And most particularly, I think of those people, you know, I hate to say it. It's kind of embarrassing to talk about this as much. How could somebody ever like Adolf Hitler? How do you get there? I've never been there, but I've been closely associated with folks who do. And, you know, one day I just said, hey, this is stupid. And I also came to the realization that people that are enamored of Uncle Adolf have a real hard time shaking it off. And it's kind of a waste of time arguing with them. But it's the point is this, it's a tiny, tiny group of people. And I mean tiny. I mean in a nation of over 300 million people like our own, it's a group of people that number in the, it's a handful of people, a few thousand. And the people who love them the most, who love them, the people who need Uncle Adolf the most are the left. The SPLC, which Tucker Carlson's been talking about extensively. Uncle Adolf is their bread and butter. He keeps their budget puffed up, and he keeps their coffers full. And he keeps it keeps their audience scared or riled up. So I really hate to dwell on this. I wouldn't do it if it were simply a sideshow that just didn't have any impact on the main show. And the main show, of course, is what Trump is doing, what Orban is doing, what Salvini is doing, what Le Pen is doing, what Farage is doing, all over the world. Winning with something that appeals to Europeans and does not have the toxic elements that have stunted the growth. They've been a growth retardant for over half a century. Stunting, that has been the function of white nationalism, to stunt the growth of white populism. Well, anyway, that's a whole subject for a whole bunch of other shows, and I give it out in little doses, and maybe if you listen to the show long enough, you can connect all those little snippets together, and you can piece together the book that the subject merits and that hasn't been written on this very question. Well, let's go to now the big show, the important show, which is this populist revolt, and let's see what our man Trump is doing here in the U.S. His latest tweet is a good one. 2 hours ago, it starts with, "I agree with Rand Paul." That's a good start. Let's see, where does that come from? He retweets Senator Rand Paul, who says, "This deserves more attention," writes Rand Paul today. FBI mistress Lisa Page confirmed to House Judiciary there was an anti-Trump insurance policy, and it's the fake Russian investigation. She admits there was almost no evidence on collusion, yet they continued with witch hunt. Now, that's in an interview that Rand Paul did on the Fox Network, which Tucker Carlson has been talking about so importantly the last couple of days, that the left realizes Fox is it. Fox is the one single major network. Of course, here at Republic Broadcasting, we've got a network, and we aspire to become major, but are not yet. The one major network, Fox, that is gotten out of the hen house. I don't know, a lot of mixed metaphors in there. Let's leave the hen house alone. The one horse that got out of the barn, that's better, isn't it, is Fox. And they're trying to get it back in the barn. So they featured Rand Paul making that comment. And then the president says this. 2 hours ago, "I agree with Rand Paul. This is a total disgrace and should never happen to another president." Well, it shouldn't be happening to you, Mr. President, and it needs to end. And here's another tweet on the very same subject within the last 2 hours. the president tweets, double standard. Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page admits being told to go easy on Clinton. That's a quote, actually, from Fox News again. And the president's comment is, two words, very unfair. And, of course, it can be worded more strongly than that. Whoever said that on Fox, it's not they were told to go easy. They were told not to seek prosecution of Hillary Clinton, not to go easy on her. Worse than that, to, what's the term they would use in gangland? To grease the skids or fix the deal. Springer. They were told to, what is the term for a gang when they buy a judge? But that's what they were told to do, is let Hillary skate on her crimes. Let's listen to this. This is, here's something that the president just tweeted, and let's see what he has to say. He may be talking about that, or... Here he comes.
And the Director of Jail, Secretary of Transportation.
I'm having a hard time getting this to
you.
Okay, well, we'll skip that one. Appears to be another topic. And here's a tweet from 8 hours ago. Republican senators are overthinking tomorrow's vote on the national emergency. It is very simply border security. No crime. Border security / no crime should not be thought of any other way. We have a major national emergency at our border, and the people of our country know it very well. Then in a related tweet, he says, Democrats will have a unanimous vote on a 20% issue in opposing Republican senators tomorrow. The Democrats are for open borders and crime. So what the president is saying there, folks, is very cogent. If this is not a national emergency at our borders, there is no such thing. The term should simply be withdrawn from the dictionary. And the president is also right, brilliantly stated, Republican senators are overthinking the issue. And one of those overthinkers is Rand Paul, the man who was just praised by the president there. This is simply... You know, this is not a time for a discussion on the matter. The patient comes into the emergency room. His heart has stopped. It was beating a short time ago. He's perfectly revivable. He's perfectly capable of being alive. But his heart has stopped. So is this a time for the doctors to reflect or talk or have a theory or be libertarians about the matter? No, get the paddles out or whatever you have to do, whatever it is, and get that heart started. Like people, you know, you read stories of somebody with an obstruction in the... Now, I'm not a doctor, so I may be off in my memory of examples, but here's one that comes to mind for me. I think I've read of situations where someone had an obstruction in their throat and they were choking to death, and somebody couldn't get it out. And so a doctor, a nurse, someone takes a ballpoint pen out of their pocket, opens it up, gets the pen out of there, and takes the barrel and jams it through the windpipe. I mean, that's pretty drastic, isn't it? Jams it through the windpipe so the person has a clear air passageway through which to breathe and saves a life. Anyway, that's, you know, kind of the situation. We're in an emergency like that. We have to do something major, drastic, now. And then we can clean it up. We can clean the wound up and so on in surgery a little later. We've got to save the patient. So anyway, that's what the National Emergency Declaration is. And the Republicans, who are the ones who are having... You know, can't vote for this thing. Murkowski, Collins, what's-his-face, another guy, and then Rand Paul. This is a big mistake by all four of these people. The president will, of course, veto such a dumb idea as opposing the national emergency, but he wouldn't need to veto it if these four people wouldn't vote to stop it. So anyway, there we go. Let's go. Let's take a phone call here. Get things rolling. We've got Old Faithful. There are guys are in Yellowstone, George in Texas. George, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Good evening. I forgot what I was about to say last night, but there's one concern I have. You know, because I really believe President Trump does get a bad advice, and I really think he's sliding sideways on our right to keep and bear arms when it comes to bump stocks and the red flag laws. And I think we really need to touch on him, saying you leave our guns alone.
Well, I'll tell you. Okay, let us contemplate George's concern here. I'll give you my musings on the topic. I think we're safe on the Second Amendment with Donald Trump. I'm not to disagree, but my judgment is we're safe, George, on the president and the Second Amendment. The bump stock, I think, is not a good indicator of which way he's going. The bump stock itself, I mean, it's such an unusual item. I don't really even understand it. I've never actually seen one. And only, you know, I don't want to go into it now, but I barely understand even how it works, other than that the recoil that hits your shoulder also hits the bump stock, which pulls the trigger again. But that's a one-off strange thing. And whether he's yay or nay on bump stock banning, I don't think that indicates the way he's going to go on our Second Amendment. I think we're very safe on the Second Amendment with this very great man who I think completely understands that issue. Where I'm worried is this. George, let me tell you where I'm worried. This is where I worry about Donald Trump. And I don't worry about his character or the soundness of his, philosophy. And he's with us. He's a patriot. But this question of that Roy Beck has distilled in the name of his website, numbersusa.org. It's a matter, and Roy Beck does these lectures. He's been doing them for, 10 or 20 years. He's been doing these lectures. The most common title he gives is Immigration Gumballs. And he uses thousands of gumballs in big glass jars to make the point graphically and visually as to how an immigration invasion is a matter of numbers. Just as he must have had a moment, an epiphany, where he understood this and that inspired him. He was sitting at home and he goes, I got to tell people about the way the numbers work. I got to do it with a website. What will I call it? How about Numbers USA? And here's my worry about Donald Trump. He may not have come to that epiphany that Roy Beck and so many other immigration patriots have come to, of understanding the danger of being overwhelmed by numbers and how the numbers work, how exponential curves work. And Donald Trump's very well equipped to understand this. He has the foundation in mathematics from his Wharton School of Finance work at that school, at the Ivy League work at the University of Pennsylvania. But, we all have to kind of go through this. Roy Beck gives this sort of seminar where he shows us with graphs and how the numbers work. If you let in what looks like, to the layman, a harmless number of people, how that turns into the end of your civilization, the end of your people. And Roy Beck does this. Here's my fear, George. I don't think when you say, Donald Trump's getting bad advice from people, there are people around him who do believe in open borders. That's for sure. My concern is not that those people are around him. My concern is that he may not yet understand the numbers yet. I'm going to get back to that right when we come back. You stay with us, George. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow.
Born
in no ghetto,
nope. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, here we are, folks. And the never did find that wealthy woman, but the here we are, and George is on the phone with us. Dr. Kelly's holding the. Here's a great story illustrating my point that Donald Trump does get it and is the master of the situation that we're in. I just have one area of concern. And that is his understanding of the phrase "demography is destiny," and the power of numbers. It's like and of course Donald Trump's a financial genius, and financial geniuses will tell you, "Hey, don't be in debt." They know the insidious nature of creeping percentage points and compound interest, and how you can wipe yourself out by getting into the wrong kind of debt. Because of the power of numbers. On the other hand, you get your cash flow right, you get out of debt, all of a sudden everything's wonderful and hunky-dory. Well, that happens with population as well. If you have what looks like just a trickle of people coming into your country, a million here, a million there, big deal, etc. They're having more babies, big deal, etc. No, people like Roy Beck, and I commend to Donald Trump a read of Roy Beck, and others who are even stronger on the question, That is, or even more sort of, they punch even a little bit harder than even Roy Beck does, that you, demography is destiny means that there's a certain point, there's a tilting point at which you lose control. You've lost your country.
Can I interject something?
But no, let me sort of round out the thought. And that's my only concern, is if the president, and I may be wrong, Donald Trump may have a better mastery of this than I do. And if he does, then we're very, very safe, George. It is possible for people to, not understanding the numbers, to get past the tipping point, to get past the capsize, center of gravity, where the ship's going over. It's too late. It's going over. And that is my concern there. Now, what Donald Trump is doing, well, now let me illustrate the problem that Donald Trump has had. People like Paul Ryan, the rhinos. And I love this new term they have in Britain now, the people who made Brexit impossible, the brinos. In every one of our European nations, folks, there is a contingent of these rhino-type people like Paul Ryan. And in an interview with Breitbart, here's what the president said. Listen to this. This is very encouraging. It'll help you out. This will encourage you, George. Exclusive. President Donald Trump says Paul Ryan blocked subpoenas of Democrats. Okay, let's read into the story. President Donald Trump is not happy that former House Speaker Paul Ryan blocked subpoenas of people and entities Trump thinks the House GOP should have been investigating during the first 2 years of his administration. Trump told Breitbart News in an exclusive, lengthy Oval Office interview that Ryan blocked issuance of subpoenas to people should have been investigated on the political left. And now that the Republicans no longer have the majority in the House, Trump says Ryan protected, may have gotten away with whatever they did that warranted investigation. And folks, that is absolutely what happened. Paul Ryan is a ratone. He is a rhino. He is a rat.
Makes Eddie Munster look like a saint.
Yes. And, what makes these rat people tick, maybe different for each one of them or for certain types of them. But Donald Trump has been plagued with these rats. Now, he didn't hire the ratone Ryan. He didn't really have, he doesn't have the power as the president to come in to waltz into the White House and say, give me a new Speaker of the House. I don't like this guy. He's a rat. First of all, it takes a while to find out he's a rat. And then once you find out, you got to persuade, a couple hundred Republicans he's a rat. And that was just too tall an order. It didn't happen. So, and this is, remember, folks, all the enthusiasm we had about what Mark Meadows was doing and what Jim Jordan was doing in the Freedom Caucus Patriotic Committees of the House. They were getting the goods. But people kept asking, why don't you subpoena this guy? Why don't you subpoena that guy? Why don't you, get something with real teeth in it? Sink those teeth into the legs of these people. Well, here we have the answer. The ratone in the background. And unfortunately, Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan were being too polite, too nice. They needed to get on national television and say, you know what? Paul Ryan is a rat. Now, but you see the difficulty there. Kelso's solution is kind of simplistic. Are they free to do that? But come back, and after this break, you're going to hear the president talk about how the Republicans play patty cake and the Democrats are killers. We'll be right back.
In the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong, back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War.
For the Beatles and yesterday,
when a man
could still work, and folks, let's work into Donald Trump's point. When a man could still be a man and would, and that's the America that Donald Trump's trying to make great again. When men are men, and they, when they get punched, they punch back, they fight. And he makes this point in this great interview with Breitbart. Now, first, it's an interview with Breitbart. Notice that, first of all. The president is giving in a long, exclusive interview to Breitbart. I have not heard the whole thing. I need to go listen to that for sure. But he said in his exclusive, lengthy Oval Office interview that Ryan blocked issuance of subpoenas. Now, this is what should have been happening. This was the Democrats exposed, that ready for a takedown. And Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and other people like the good folks on Fox, they had this ready to go. So why didn't it go? Why did the takedown not occur? because the referee, or whatever you want to call him, Paul Ryan, was preventing Jordan from taking down the Democrats. Ryan was a rat. And he appeared in Florida just in the last few days in Vero Beach saying that Trump could be beaten in 2020. He wants Trump to be beaten. He hates Donald Trump. That this is the plague that the president has had, the rhinos. Now, let's read more in the article here. Paul, quote, Paul Ryan wouldn't give the right to have any subpoenas, Trump told Breitbart News. Okay. Now, in all fairness, Meadows and Jordan, they wanted to go tougher, but they weren't allowed to by leadership, meaning Ryan. Trump's comments came in a wider conversation about how the left is more vicious than the right, and that the left in American politics plays cuter and tougher. And the president says, so here's the thing, and I wish I had his audio, so I'll have, just have to listen to my voice. It's not as good as his. It's so terrible what's happening, Trump said, when asked by Breitbart News editor Matthew Boyle about how the left is fighting hard. Quote, you know, the left plays a tougher game. It's very funny. I actually think that the people on the right are tougher, but they don't play it tougher. Okay? I can tell you I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of the bikers for Trump. I have the tough people, but they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very bad, very bad. But the left plays it cuter and tougher, like with all the nonsense that they do in Congress, with all this investigation. That's all they want to do. You know, they do things that are nasty. Republicans never played this, unquote. Now let's contemplate what the president just said. We've been saying it on this show of late, is that this is asymmetrical warfare in which the left kicks you in the balls. They give you a thumb in the eye. They bite. They stab you. They sucker punch you. How about the bike lock? I keep referring to this a-hole. What was his name? What is his name again? It's Eric Clapton. I've actually met Eric Clapton, so that's how I remember his name. I just changed the P to an N. Great guy, Eric Clapton, whose comments on the Rivers of Blood speech by Enoch Powell were pure genius. When Eric Clapton, early in his career, got up and agreed on stage, said Enoch Powell's got it right about the immigration invasion. And I got to say hi to Eric Clapton and, you know, compliment him for doing that. We were both buying yogurt in a health food store in Santa Monica. And I looked at the guy next to me. I looked at him. It's Eric Clapton. Anyway, Eric Clanton, a professor of philosophy at Diablo Valley College, is sneaking up behind people, masked and behind Confederates. And then out comes the bike lock, worse than a nunchuck, right in the head. That's the way the left works. Right-wing people don't do that. I'm not advocating that we do. But we've got to fight fire with fire. We have to be tough, forceful, powerful. And, we've got to fight. And the president is right. He's noticing this asymmetrical quality, one reason that we're losing. And we are losing. Trump's winning in many areas. But overall, the big picture, are Europeans actually saving themselves right now worldwide? No. This is like a plane in a steep dive. It's coming out of the dive. We're still headed for the Earth at a very high velocity. The pilot, Donald Trump, has pulled back on the yoke. He's pulling with all he's got. And the plane is coming out of the dive. It's coming out of the dive. But he's got people biting him and scratching him and kicking him and people screaming in the cabin. Making it harder for him to pull back on the, do they call it the yoke? Can you pull back? My dad was a pilot. He did this.
Hello?
But overall, we are not out of the dive, we're still losing because the left fights very differently. Yes, George, go ahead and make a comment.
Well, you know, the thing is, another thing I think the president has to do, and he may have to do this on a second term, and that is, if you want to deal with the immigration problem, number one, too, I think we should pull all the troops out of Germany, Ukraine, Afghanistan, and all these places, and put them on the border, use the Navy SEALs and the combat engineers to build temporary detention centers. And number one, there is no law on the U.S. books that says an immigration judge has to be a lawyer. You can hire anybody who's competent
George,
to be an immigration judge.
I hear you. George, I hear you, and pardon me for interrupting you a little bit on this. It's simpler. It's even simpler than you say, okay? Donald Trump, the defense that we need, first of all, the misinterpretation, complete misrepresentation of the 14th Amendment that it grants birthright citizen to anybody who happens to have a baby somewhere on U.S. soil. That is a lie. And from the top, we have to back up our president so he will have the base that he needs so he can say from the steps there in the Rose Garden, he can say birthright citizenship is a lie. And I am so declaring in this executive order. But we have to build. Now, hang on. The reason he can't, he knows this. He's talked about it enough that we know that he knows this. But he doesn't have the political oxygen to be able to say it and to act. Because we haven't built the base under him that he needs. A certain number of tens of millions of us who get it and who will immediately rush to his support when he hits a hailstorm, a firestorm of opposition when he says birthright citizenship is over. He needs to do another thing. Chain migration. Hang on, George. Chain migration is over. Now, in all these things, what's the common denominator? Where are we useful with our little show here? While we're making a good point in backing up Donald Trump, we're not jumping off the Trump train. We're backing him up saying that we have to do work here in getting a sufficient core of our people educated on the numbers that Roy Beck talks about and understanding birthright citizenship, that it's a joke, that it's a lie, that it's not a joke. It's a dagger through the heart of our country, no less than that. The average person on the street does not understand that birthright citizenship has no basis in history. No basis in fact or really in law. Our founding fathers would spin in their graves at the idea that we're granting citizenship to anybody who can walk across the border and have a baby. Chinese, what do they call birth tourism? People pay $100,000 to get an airplane ticket and an arrangement for a hospital in Sacramento or Los Angeles so they can have their Chinese baby. They're paying fortunes. Rich people, so they can have American citizenship. So end of birthright citizenship, end of chain migration, end of family reunion. Go ahead, George. Go ahead. Make your point.
Well, because this is what I think part of the reasons why we have these immigrants creating a nation within a nation, and that is shut down the TV and radio stations that speak foreign languages. They are a tool for sedition and treason. And I really think Kelly will say...
Yeah,
because
George, that's an interesting
English.
Idea. Yeah, that's true. We speak English, but that's an interesting idea. But there are more powerful ideas. I put that in the hopper there as an idea. But the things that have to happen, we can survive foreign language TV and radio. We can't survive birthright citizenship. Can't survive it. We can't survive chain migration. It's a death knell. And that's where the numbers come in. It is a death knell. We will not have America in very short order if we don't end those things. Securing the border with a wall. Hang on, George. Securing the wall with a border. Got to have that. That's one important piece. Have to have, that's external enforcement. We have to have internal enforcement. That is Donald Trump, who's got the support. He's right. He's got the border backing of the Border Patrol and ICE. That we have to have internal enforcement, which we used to have when I was a boy and when Donald Trump was a boy. If the police in Queens found a person who, as you say, didn't speak English and, you know, didn't look like he belonged to hell in Queens, they'd pick him up and they'd go, we got an illegal here. And they'd hustle that guy back across the border. No questions asked, no judges, no hearings, no right of appeal, etc. So we've got to get, we have to get that back, that part of America where we as Americans, we understood that enforcing internal enforcement is common sense and a matter of course. So we got to get the judges.
Anyway, I think Dr. Kelly's been waiting in the wings patiently.
All right,
so
we'll get to her. We'll get to her. But I want to round out my point here. I want to give the president a big slap on the back, an attaboy to this great man who, now he's saying it in this interview. He says, so here's the thing. It's so terrible what's happening, Trump said when asked by Matthew Boyle about how the left is fighting. You know, they play a tougher game. Now we'll go down here in the interview further. He says, he talks about in this interview, he talks about the traitorous behavior of Paul Ryan, who played a deceptive game. He's playing it even now. He's out there doing a media appearance and saying Trump can be beaten in 2020 and that Trump is the problem. Trump's personality, his style, that's the problem. You got to be more like Paul Ryan to win in 2020. And so on. Ryan is such a rat. He is such a rat. And the Trump's base, we've got to expose these rats, turn the floodlights on them, get them to scurry out of the building and stay out. We go back to the primary campaign the main campaign. Ryan ditched a campaign event he had scheduled with Trump that weekend. This is the Access Hollywood weekend. And the following week, Ryan held a conference call with House GOP members in early October 2016. That's when Trump had it locked up, in which he told members, he had already won the nomination, but we were in the general campaign, in which he told members it would be acceptable to him if they abandoned the GOP nominee for president just weeks before the 2016 election. He said, I am not going to defend Donald Trump, not now, not in the future, in that private call, audio of which was obtained by Breitbart News and published in early 2017, and there's a link to it. My God, they've actually got the audio. I haven't heard it. I'll have to go listen to that. But here's Paul Ryan, the rat, saying he's got a private phone call going behind the scenes saying, let's dump Donald Trump in early October. 1 month before the election. I mean, this guy is a definition of a rat. And he doesn't have any, he doesn't have like moral scruples about, the president, you know, he had some, locker room moment. Oh, Paul Ryan, yes. What a saint Paul Ryan is. Come on. He's a disgusting rat with no ethics at all. He's all about power, just like the Democrats. Trump is about patriotism and love of our country. Paul Ryan isn't that. So Ryan followed through on that conference call and never campaigned with Trump. This is the Speaker of the House. And then he claims, see, once the president was in office, now Ryan pretends to work with him. And if you're the president, what do? You're not a talk show host who can, you know, just very quickly decide that Ryan is a rat and call him that. If you're the president, you do have to work with people. You do have to sort of step in a more gingerly way than we can do on a radio show. And so this is a great interview that the president just did with Breitbart. And here's the point I want to assure our audience of. Donald Trump is our leader. He is our man. He does get it. All the things that we get. And here's more evidence of it in this interview with Breitbart. Let me quickly hit a couple phone calls here. Dr. Kelly, if you don't mind, I'm going to come to you right after Fred in Michigan. Fred, are you there?
Yeah.
Come in, Fred. What's your comment tonight, Fred?
Well, I agree. Trump is patriotic, and I'd like to know who agrees with this. We need to stop the outsourcing of our high tech industry to Israel right away.
Why did that not come out? We need to stop the outsourcing to China, which is 100 times more of a threat than Israel could ever be. Well, I'll ask you that question right after the break. I'm going to ask you that question right after the break. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks, and we just have a couple minutes left. Dr. Kelly's waiting, and Fred is making a point. Fred, you opened your point. I'm curious. I'm going to explore here what's the move you're making here. Yes, we need to stop the outsourcing of our jobs, of our technology, of everything. But why do you say to Israel? Explain that. Rather than China, which is – yes, go ahead.
Alan Sobrowski, U.S. Army War College Colonel, Marine Corps veteran. Alan Sobrowski has documented the fact, along with Jeremy Roth Cashel.
Wait. Don't give me all the footnotes. Quickly, what's the point? Why do you – I'll give you my question, of red. One of the things that's a total failure about white nationalism. Let me ask you this, Fred. What do you think of Adolf Hitler? Was he a great man?
I want to finish why.
No, no. I know. But I'm going to cut to. I'm going to cut to the chase.
Israeli
Fred,
newspapers, military
Fred,
websites.
There you go. There you go.
China
that's what's wrong.
Getting all their technology from Israel, yep. Man.
You love Hitler. You love Hitler. You love Hitler. Admit it.
I love George Patton. I love General Montgomery. Okay?
Okay, but let me ask you this. Was Hitler a madman? Was he?
I haven't studied Adolf Hitler.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
I have not studied him at all.
Okay, all right.
I have studied the Synagogue of Satan and Christians United for Israel. I know those people are totally out to lunch.
Right, you're talking about Kufi. Okay, well, okay. Now, Fred, let me just tell you this: the problem is Jews, and the problem is Israel. That line, which David Duke obsessively hits. I mean, he can't. I lived with the man. I ran his office. Okay. I mean, at the breakfast table, that's the discussion, you know,
back to 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act.
Yeah, there you go, Fred. Fred, that approach to reaching white people has been a dead failure.
Those white people are a major problem. That's why the country's doomed.
Yeah. Okay, but Fred, I don't mean to cut you off. We'll go back into this. It's an important question here, and you and I will talk about it more in the future, but we're just going to run out of time. So I'm not being disrespectful here. We're just running out of time, Fred. All right, and I will ask you, and I want you to think about that. What do you think of Hitler? In a future phone call, tell me whether you find a guy to be as disgusting as I do. I'll bet you don't. Anyway, I'm going to step on your time, Dr. Kelly, just a little bit here. Maybe we'll have a chance to say, let me just say hi to you at least, Dr. Kelly. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. I got a little election pamphlet, and I called the local office, and I said, why are there all these foreign languages in front of the elderly, disabled, you know, voting assistance deal? And
right. We can't have 40 languages on our ballots. Absolutely, Dr. Kelly. But let me just wrap it up here because it was a major thing I just launched into on there. And that is this, folks. Donald Trump has hit the formula. It is the Trump phenomenon for mobilizing our people to defend themselves. And he is completely apart from, unconnected to, this loser approach that came out of white nationalism. I know what I'm talking about. And the poison pill is Uncle Adolf. Thank goodness we're over that. We'll be back again. Let's see. We'll be back again tomorrow night for more excitement. See you then.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.